This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know, I initially thought something was wrong, because that's what happens. It's almost like that alert before you have an earthquake or something is going wrong. And, but no, that's usually the theme. So what's his name?
Of the guy that is fashionably late every week?
Well, yeah. Well, Willingham, right?
Lionel? Unfortunately.
Willingham. Well, yeah. But I respect you, because you continue to believe in him.
One day he will follow through with his word.
No, he won't.
One day.
No. No, he won't, because guys like yourself keep allowing him back in. After he does it over and over and over. So.
I think you're right, Doc. Fool me once, shame on me.
Well,
fool me twice.
Yeah, I mean, you, not that he's doing it on purpose. That's the bad news. He's not doing it on purpose. He has good intentions.
Mm.
He just has no discipline. So.
One day.
Well, good luck.
One day, man.
Yeah, good luck.
We were supposed to have him on because, you know, it's time to do our picks. And he's just getting worse and worse when it comes to these pick docs.
But he's not even involved in this. He's in last place every week. So
yeah,
I don't know why.
It's not close.
I don't even know why we're doing this, other than, you know, from the entertainment value.
Yeah.
For people that find it entertaining. I don't know how you could, but.
You actually had a good week last week, Doc.
No, I was
awful. You're not surprised.
No. First of all, none of this is automatic. I had the Rams.
Last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And proud of it, and not backing off of it.
Yeah.
I still got the
Rams.
I know,
you started texting the chat yesterday.
When I said, well, I just want to make sure you guys are all right. You know, because I know sometimes.
It did look
not
ugly.
Not you, but him. He loses so much that he's not really discouraged. He's used to it.
Yeah.
It bothers you.
Yeah.
See? And so that's why I like messing with you. I said, at the time we're up, I go, but right before the punt returner returned the punt all the way back, but the Rams didn't have a first down for like 8 possessions.
Yep.
It was, but Seattle is that team. When all this went down, who has been, it's not the best for a season, it's cumulatively, who's the best overall?
Yeah.
Seahawks. With a new regime coming in, and they've hit the ground and got rid of Geno. And, you know, give Sam credit, man. I expected Sam to lose.
Yeah. I did too.
Sam get really good. Sam.
You breathe on him.
Yeah, but it's not like he just got no good luck.
Yeah.
But he's tough.
Yeah.
Trojan is tough.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. And one thing you were talking about throughout the broadcast is your boy Nick is on TV. You got him on. You got Nick being TV star now.
You see him, right?
Yeah.
Right on cue. Like,
yeah.
Look, you can see the joy. You can see the joy.
No, he's where, yeah, but for how
you don't
long?
Have to see a long face on the sideline,
right.
Arms crossed. I read body language, Doc. That's all I'm saying.
No. How could he not be happy? You know, is it kind of cheddar, as B. Mitch would say, that they've tossed his way? And I like the show. I think, you know, it's hard to get everybody right in their roles. I think McAfee is splendid. Because he's not acting. You know, it's like Corso. That was not acting. That was Lee Corso. And there was nobody better at it. You know how lucky they are to have gone back to back, going Corso and man, that show is so personality based.
Mm-hmm.
Who else you gonna get to be McAfee? Who could replace McAfee right now?
It's tough. That dude has
nobody.
An insane personality.
He's perfect for that.
Yeah.
College game day. The dude is just spectacular.
Yeah, you can feel the passion.
Yeah, you can't. And I think Nick, because who would have thought him and Nick would have ever even blended together? Never.
Yeah.
But it's magic. And the whole group. And Desmond, I'm telling you what. It's hard to group and to get all those personalities. And Herb Street, Herb's everywhere.
Yeah.
I like Herb, though.
I mean, it's hard to compare. So you got College Game Day. Like, ESPN has that.
Mm-hmm.
But the NBA on TNT. Well, they're no longer on TNT now.
No,
but that crew. Charles,
no, that
Ernie.
That's Hall of Fame.
Okay.
That's Hall of Fame.
This is fresh.
This is fresh. Yeah. Charles and them got 15, 16 years on them.
Yeah.
And Ernie, but they have the trademarks
mm-hmm.
of Ernie. Because everybody on their group is truly a one of a kind. You can't recreate Shaq.
Yeah.
You just can't. You can't. And him and Charles's thing is real. You know, it could be a fight. It could happen on stage, on the show. And you know it could.
Yep.
You know? And when they bring somebody else in there, you know, like Ken, I mean, it's just when you see it done right, it is magic, man. And it's authentic. You know, you'd almost think it's like Saturday Night Live, and they're brilliant because they rehearsed that with the way they put that operation together. But these big sets, you know, with 4 or 5 people on them, you know, game day. And I wanted to ask you about NBA. On Prime. I thought it was good.
I'm not going to lie, Doc. Mm-hmm. I hate scrolling through my TV.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Provider trying to find all of these games.
I know, but you know what?
It's just like, oh my God.
But just remember the beginning of the cord on the VCR. It's just temporary.
Yeah, we cut it.
Yeah, the cord, it'll be gone. It's going to be just like regular TV at some point. You're going to pay for it. But I'm in line to do it. Man, when I can't control, you know what we got control? You have no control. You can't stop it. You can't do what you want to do. It acts on its own. But the NBA, see, I like Dirk. We didn't evaluate the group. Did you see it? I don't want to get into it if you didn't see it.
But no, they got a nice little crew.
It's a nice crew.
Taylor, Dirk, Blake. You got John Wall on it now.
Oh, I know you. Wall.
Yeah, John Wall been dancing and everything.
Oh,
he's been dancing and everything. John Wall's on it. So yeah, they got a nice little crew. Udonis, I like
solid it. Man. You always heard about him. Everybody talked about him as a teammate. Now you see why. This dude ain't playing. You know it ain't playing. No, it's good. NBA. What I like about it, and almost everything they do now, there is a WNBA image, a highlight. It's collaborative. You can really see that they trying to raise, you know, to rise that. And that's something that we haven't spent a whole bunch of time on, and we won't today. I'll leave that to the big guy. But there might be some unrest. I mean, it's going to be some law. You talking about some business happening. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that for sure. Did you put money on anything tonight?
Nah, I don't bet anymore, Doc.
I thought the big guy had you.
No, I have a bookie, but I don't bet. I don't physically place the bet.
It's not Shein.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
Nah.
All right. Well, for those of you looking for one, I think Shein is always available 24/7. And we'll take a break and come back. A lot of college football upon us right here and right now, and it's kind of cool. I want to find out what Ant-Man is going to put his coin on. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I know the canine community is a little bit bruised today since you challenged their manhood. But they showed up strong and proved you wrong again. It's all good. The fact that we have or don't agree on a topic is normal. Why would we even get along in a season like this? I mean, I would question anybody that was pleased with this operation. But yet, it's not over. For those of you that were at work, Brother Galdi started us off today. Always a treat. Brother from another mother. And we go back and we start talking about Galdi wants a higher pick. So does Ant-Man. He wants a higher pick. And I go, we have failed with a lot of high picks. And we've succeeded with a lot of undrafted free agents. So I think I can agree with you on the fact that we need someone unusual. Now, when you get them or where they're at, that you may be right on. Because this alien factor that we have one, five. You kind of get my drift? They're different, man. They're different. That kid's 17, he's different. If you ever question him, his absence is blatantly clear. The boy is something else. And as soon as he gets to hits the field, what happens? Trademark.
Mm-hmm.
He blowing by people, making plays. He's a playmaker. No doubt about it. Now, defensively, you got to get one. If I knew that losing would put me up in the draft and there was an LT type that were there, I'd agree with you. That hasn't been determined. Unless I'm sleeping on it. I don't think anybody, I haven't heard Lawrence Taylor's name mentioned throughout this whole process. And I don't blame people. Don't mistake anybody for that dude. When you say his name, like Micah, I'm devastated over that loss. Why? Don't you just like watching him work? When Watt is out, I don't like that. Hell, we only have about a dozen of them. You gonna tell me you want to see one of them out? I don't. No, I don't. My homie was one. I'm not happy he's out. Whether or not the Chiefs continue to go to playoff, man, is there a dozen of them? Maybe. You and I didn't even get to talk the round ball thing the other night with Thunder and Knickerbockers. Dude, there's a few of them out there. And them Spurs, you talking about alien. Wimby, how do you describe it?
Hard to, man.
He's different.
One of one.
Different. You know, so you start looking out that if you could guarantee me I could get one of those, an alien, then I'm with you. Then, matter of fact, let's just forfeit all three and not even show up. Pay the fans back their money. That's how important it would be. If you could guarantee me I'd get one of them. Have you seen Houston? I mean, really seen the Houston Texans play football?
Yeah, they've been playing some really good
football.
No,
but have you really, not the highlights, have you watched a game?
Mm-hmm.
They're different defensively.
I'm going to be at that last. So they play the Colts last game of the season in Houston.
You know,
I'm there. Prime time.
I don't think the police will allow you to be at that game.
You think so?
I don't think so. I don't think you'll even get past security.
Who gonna stop me?
When they see when you go through security, you remember I told you this.
Okay.
I don't think you're gonna make it through.
You must not know who I am, Doc.
No, that's the problem. I do know who you are. That's the problem. When you see, I think a lot of our fan base, I don't think a whole bunch of them have seen Houston play. I can tell by when I listen to the shows. If you told me I could do that, I get some of that, let's just forfeit. But see, you can't guarantee me that. I tell you what, it's you know who's not out of it either? Niners.
No, they're not.
Not getting a lot of love, but I see them. This is going to be interesting. But I'm always interested as to what, you know, what's on your mind. Because I know sometimes that big dude influences you to the point where you lose your perspective.
Well, he gave me his super six pack.
No, that's Chris Russell's super six pack. And Russ does his against the spread. And Russ is having a hell of a year.
He gave me his super six pack the other day, and I gave his list a D plus. Good. That's how bad it was, and how we just didn't see eye to eye when it came to, you know, his list. So let me give you his list.
I'd love to hear it.
He had the Rams as the number one
team. No, you mean the eight? He does. Super Six, but he has 8 or 9 teams he mentions.
Yep.
And that's garbage.
Yeah.
That's just garbage. It should never be mentioned. Nobody but the Six.
Yeah. So you had the Rams 1, the Broncos 2, mm-hmm. the Seahawks 3, mm-hmm. the Texans 4.
I ain't mad at him.
The Patriots 5.
Okay, why you mad at?
And then the Lions 6.
Mm.
1, the Lions don't belong. They're in the playoff hunt. They're not even in the playoffs right now.
Right.
If the season ended today, they would not be in. The Seahawks, I thought before yesterday's game, I mean still even after yesterday's game, I think the Seahawks are too high on the list. I will put the Texans above them mm-hmm. because at least I like their offense a little bit better than I do the Seahawks offense. I think the Seahawks can be one-dimensional. And Sam Darnold, if you get pressure
first
on him,
of all,
he'll struggle.
We're not going against a national figure.
You're right.
He's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, he's always wrong.
Exactly. So that's what I'm and you act also, like, yeah, please.
And then also, he didn't have the Bears in there. The Bears are at the top of the NFC North.
As much as I hate to say it, I don't think they'll finish out of it. I think the things that make them good will cost them. But let's not act like they haven't earned this.
Exactly. That's where I stand. Like, the Lions should not be on it again.
Because their coach, again, you're not bringing him to the baby shower. You know, you're not inviting him to that.
Yeah.
But in terms of getting my team ready, understand, a good fit.
And then also, there's another team that isn't necessarily being talked about, and all they've done is go out there and play some solid football.
Patriots.
And that's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, no, the Jaguars. You're right.
They have been
playing. I slept on them 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Trevor Lawrence is different to evaluate, because usually when you get a big old first round pick like him, and Clemson was blue blood when he was there. But I don't ever hear why he hadn't hit it. They don't usually talk about mechanics like your boy in Indianapolis. He's terrible. The one y'all spent a whole bunch of draft revenue on. Trevor is teasing you with greatness. Yeah, but a lot of the so-called experts have kind of moved away from him.
Yeah, I mean, when you're crowned, you know, the chosen one, mm-hmm. you go to Clemson, you start as a rookie, you go out there, I think he won a national title.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you have all of that before you get to the National Football League.
And he's 6'5".
And you struggle and you don't live up to, you know, those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I think criticism comes your way.
I have no problem with that.
I think he's deserved some of it. But now this year, finally, you know, after 5-6 years, he seems to have gotten it. They're playing good football. They got him some receivers. They got Brian Thomas back healthy. They traded for Jacoby Myers. Travis Etienne, he has
– monster.
He's been a resurgence this year as a player. And then the defense is out. I know early in the season they were actually going out there winning them some of the games – turning the ball over, producing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense, they've been solid. So I think the Jacksonville Jaguars, they've been a team that's been slept on. So,
and yeah, without the number one pick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, I hated this list. I hated this list. But that's also why he's last place in our picks. And that's what we got to do next, Doc. We got to pick our game for week 16. Are you ready for it?
What do you think? Let's just do it.
So we don't have to get ready.
Yeah, there you go. So you don't have to get ready. But then again, let's get it done, because he might mess around and call and ruin the whole show.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, boy. The music that we react to. We've heard this. You could play this any day of the week, and you would think it's Sunday. It just makes you feel like something is about to happen. And it's all good, as the kids say in the neighborhood. The Saturday's kind of different. But it's real. Philadelphia. At Washington, what say you?
You taking the Eagles?
What do you think?
I mean, you took the Commanders last week.
I took the Commanders last week. Who was their opponent?
The New York Football Giants.
Okay, yeah. Right. So, thank you. And I'm taking Philadelphia this week. Who's their opponent? Philadelphia, okay.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
And I want Washington to win, obviously. Unlike you. I want them to win the game, but I don't think that's going to happen.
So I'll be taking the Eagles, and I want the Eagles to win as well. So, okay. Yeah, good. I think we
and we know why.
Too. Yeah. Okay. The second game go tomorrow, the nightcap, Packers-Bears. Oh. This is going to be a good one. The first matchup was really good, too.
When I would do this with Lowell, I always said if you could pick a game, to be at live of this, which one would it be? Of all the games that are on the slate,
yeah,
where would you be? I mean, you could do it. You choose not to.
I mean,
if you Kevin Sheehan type and you just could go anywhere you want to go, whenever you want to go and do it, where would it be and why?
For this week?
Yep. What's the game that you would want to be at? You don't have to do it now. I'm just saying I want you to come back to it.
Okay.
Okay.
But for you, it would have been this game, Bears-Packers.
Bears-Packers, absolutely.
Mm.
It'll be Bears-Packers in the windy.
Yeah, I was about
to say. In Chi-Town.
It's going to be cold, though, man.
It's going to be. Dude, I've been.
That's some character-building weather out there.
Falcons on a Monday night there, and I swear to God, I was an idiot to be in not full weather, winter, snow, frosted snowman.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to look like a reporter, and that was a big mistake.
Yeah. Who are you taking?
Packers.
You taking the Packers?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see who won the previous matchup. I think it was – this was December 7th they played.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears.
You're wasting your time, but go ahead. Your time.
I'm torn. The Packers won the first game.
You're not
You think they get the sweep?
You're not torn.
You think they get the sweep, Doc? All right, I'm going to go with the Bears just because I think they got something to prove. They at home.
Now, you know Mike is out, so that should help you a little bit.
Yeah, that is
You know Mike is out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If Micah was in, it'd be no. Oh,
yeah.
Not
I already know
no
where
greater.
I'm going with
yeah.
the Packers. I mean, yeah.
I'm still going with them.
But this time I'm going with the Bears.
Okay.
All right, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Chargers and the Cowboys. Who you got?
Bolts.
You going with the Chargers? This one's tough, man. Just because Dallas' offense is just so good, but they're just so inconsistent. And I think the Chargers are going to run all over them. I'm going to go with the Cowboys, though. It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense to me, you know? Maybe you don't know.
No, hey, man, do you?
Vikings, Giants, who you got?
Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Vikings as well. I think they're going to give Jackson Dart some problems, man. The Dolphins versus the Bengals. Joe Burrow will be playing. Tua has been benched. Quinn Ewers will
Tigers.
Get his first NFL start.
Tigers.
You going with the Bengals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bengals too. I do wish Quinn Ewers the best of luck, though, in his NFL debut. Interesting to see what the Dolphins do with Tua, though, man.
Pay him.
I mean, he already got paid.
But I'm just saying, they got to just keep paying.
Yeah, you just got to, yeah.
Yeah.
Panthers, Buccaneers. This one's going to be good. I think this is actually for the division lead.
If you really wanted to be at a game for entertainment value.
This one.
This would be it. I don't feel good about this, but I'm going with the Bucs.
Mm.
And I'm doing it because of Coach.
Yeah, he was.
Because he's a skin.
Yeah,
that
he was
the only
up.
Reason I'm doing it. Mm. And for him to get out of character
mm-hmm.
and start talking like Linnell, then I know damn well that players, he got to them.
Yeah.
He needed to. And he did it. And I think it's going to pay off. Plus, he gets his receiver back. So, you got to have talent to win.
Yeah, they've lost five of their last six.
Yeah.
After getting off to a great start, I think it's going to take Baker Mayfield to definitely go out there and have himself a game and also Mike Evans. So, I'm going to go with the Bucs as well,
and
Doc.
And Evans is back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jets, Saints. This one's nasty. Jets also starting, what is his name? I forgot who they're starting, but it's going to, Brady Cook again. He actually had a solid outing last week. I would not be surprised if the Jets got the dub, but I'm going to go with the Saints for this game.
Yeah, New Orleans is on a run, and even though my heart tells me that New York and Chris Russell will win it, I'm just, when you've been as bad as New Orleans has been and now they got hope, it's hard to get that out of you. Okay.
Yeah. That one's going to be tough. Bills, Browns. I'll be rooting for the Browns, but I think the Bills will win this one. Is this really that hard of a decision?
So you just thinking about Cleveland offensively.
Oh, no. I know Cleveland has a really good defense.
Cleveland defensively, you one hit away from they wreck your quarterback. They wreck your quarterback's out.
Yeah.
Your running back's out.
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing about them. But I can't do it with a straight face and not take Buffalo over Cleveland.
Yeah. Also, Myles Garrett, one of the storylines for this season, or I guess later in the season, is whether or not he'll break T.J. Watt's sacks in a season record, and he's one away.
I know, and that's why. But see, they could take it. He could get one, and they could take him out.
Yeah.
Is he one away from tying or
so he's
surpassing?
He's one away from. Hold on, let me make sure.
It's important, yeah. It's important. Don't do a nail.
I almost typed Linnell's name in. So he is at 21 and a half right now. So, yeah, he's one away from tying, and then I guess one and a half or two away from breaking the record.
So he needs two sacks.
Yeah, to break it.
Yeah. But the end of this. He's got three games.
Yeah. I think he breaks it.
And then Bettner, their left tackle is
Dawkins.
Yeah. No, for the Jets.
Oh, for the Jets.
For the Jets. I think he's hurt. One of the guys is hurt. It's not gonna matter.
Yeah. Next up, Titans Chiefs. Mahomes on IR, so what is his name? Gardner Minshew will be the team starting quarterback on Sunday. I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I still believe in that defense.
Okay, now.
And they have playmakers.
Who's the quarterback?
Gardner Minshew will be quarterbacking.
Come on, man.
Yeah, this is an ugly game. And it's in the 1 p.m. window. When's the last time they played in the 1 p.m. window? I guess last week it was.
Yeah, since we was, oh, boy, that's ugly. I you know what?
Mm.
But it's 95 playing. See, I need to know.
Yeah, he's playing.
So the only star not playing for Kansas City.
It's Mahomes.
Is Mahomes.
Yep.
Now I'm taking the Chiefs.
All right, yeah, me too. After that, Jaguars Broncos.
This is not a throwaway game. This is a hell of a game.
Yeah.
Because, I like their coach. Their coach is just, he's built for today's game.
Yeah.
And quarterback is balling. Their defense retained. They can take away your number one. They're a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Yeah. And they got a big win last week.
Yeah, I know. It's hard for me to go against Denver, man. But.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to stay with Bo. I'm going to stay with Bo.
You going to stay with who?
Knicks.
Okay, you going with the Broncos. Gotcha. I'm going with the Broncos too, man. I think that defense is going to overwhelm Trevor Lawrence a little bit, bring him back down to earth, but.
I don't know, though.
I think if he goes out, this could be a statement game for him. This could really be a statement game for him.
A statement game for him.
Yeah.
And their staff and the Jaguars, I mean, he's capable of it. We've seen a lot of it. ETN, we talked about it, but it's a running game. Are they going to run it enough?
Yep.
See, because you know what Denver's going to do.
Yep.
Because their coach is a savage.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good lineup.
Yeah, for sure. Falcons, yeah. Cardinals, who you got?
Come on.
This game doesn't really matter. Both teams have been eliminated from the playoffs.
No, man. But it's Kirk, man.
You going with Kirk?
Of course.
I'm going with Kirk O'Bangs too, man.
Of course, man.
I'm riding with my guy.
I mean, Sheehan, I ain't going to piss Kevin off. I'm not going against his dude. And I like him. He is... You don't want to pay somebody that much money to be your backup.
Yeah.
But he defines the fact, always going to be ready. Nobody's going to be more prepared. Kirk's a badass. Got to give him credit.
He's process-oriented.
Exactly. Perfect for a backup quarterback.
One of the games of the week, Texans-Raiders. I think we're both going to go with the Texans.
Oh, yeah, come on, man.
That defense is ferocious. Yeah. Lions-Steelers is the other game of the week.
No.
I'm going with the Lions, man. I think they're gonna run all over the Steelers. I don't believe in the Steelers. They're too inconsistent for me.
I'm trying to think, what did I deal with earlier? I said Detroit, Pittsburgh, and I picked Detroit.
You got the Lions too?
I have the Lions. That's what I see, I go through these and I go without your animation or the big fellas.
Mm.
And I'm thinking to myself, Watt is injured.
Yep, he is.
So this is a Wattless Stillus.
Yeah.
And you're talking about a group that their coach is going to plead. Dan Campbell is going to be, he might be in a psych ward. Ward the night before that game. I may be wrong, But the heart of the Lions, they ain't the same old Lions, man. Yeah. I'm going with Detroit.
All right. Sunday Night Football, Patriots-Ravens.
This should be good easy. Games. You've got some really good games.
Yeah.
This is, you know, the thing about it is that New England has an absolute Spartan in charge of his troops.
Mm.
And Baltimore has let me down. I've always taken them in this instance. And I've always lost.
Really?
Yeah. Because just when you count on them to come through, they don't. And that has been a trend. And I'm still not over me taking them over Kansas City.
Yeah.
With home field advantage. And I'll be damned if they came out there, because unlike some people that will remain nameless, they refuse to run a damn ball.
Yep.
Yeah, I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. Yeah, it's beyond anything I can describe.
Who are you taking?
Patriots.
Hey, look, I'm right there with you, Doc. I just don't trust the Ravens, and Lamar's still not healthy. I'm going to go with the Patriots, man. Last game of the Week 16 slate, Monday Night Football, we have the 49ers versus my Colts. I will be taking the Colts. They get DeForest Buckner back. They get Sauce Gardner back. And I think Jonathan Taylor revitalizes himself, and he goes out there and scores two tuds.
Well, for your sake, I hope that happens. But this is Niners' time of the year.
Okay.
And
I just wanted to let you know.
No.
It's in Indianapolis and Lucas Oil.
Look, I went with Indy.
Really?
I lost, Jacksonville the last couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
When I took them, and I like Indy because you run the damn ball.
Yeah.
And you got a cyborg that's running it. So I really like you. But, man, for me to go against the 49ers.
Ah, can't do it, huh?
And I'm thinking to myself, do they need it? Do the Niners need it? It's going to be them and Rams either way. I mean, what's the incentive for San Francisco?
They need to win. They're in the hunt.
That's what I thought. I wanted you to say that.
They're in the hunt.
And Purdy's there. They got two quarterbacks that are healthy and ready to go.
Yeah. Let me see if they're in the playoffs.
Actually. Corey Beasley somewhere out here listening land.
Actually, no. The 49ers are in the playoffs. They got to keep winning so that they can stay alive.
Right. That's what I thought. But
you got the Lions. You got the Panthers.
Yeah. They're the Dolphins. So they're in playoff mode.
Yeah.
All right. Niners.
I bet. Say no more than Doc. Mm-hmm. All right. That concludes our picks. Let's go to break and then come back for a quick segment.
Yeah, I like that. And for those of you that were looking for the big guy, Sleep at the Switch once again. We'll be right back. Ant-Man at his best as we close this one out. And always, man, a thrill to talk ball, talk about the game. Anthony, he's had better moments. But he hung in there, and I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. I know your picks will be better next week. And
well, Doc, one, I went 12-4 last week. You went 11-5, and Linnell was subpar, as we all know.
What's new? I mean, but you know the thing about Linnell? He's so used to losing that, you know, he takes it well. He takes it well, and he'll bounce back. It never affects his confidence, you know? It never does.
Character building processes, man.
He's what?
I said this is a character building, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is for all of us. I mean, it's tough. And our fan base, appreciate all of you, man. Not easy to fight through this. God bless you, though. Keep hope alive. We'll never quit. We just keep it going, you know? We don't know how to quit. You know, I don't know how to quit.
If we win tomorrow, I will text you, Doc. If we win tomorrow.
Oh, you don't think I'm going to be on board? Yeah.
Nah, you definitely will.
Yeah, I'm going to be on board. Post-game show. We still doing it, folks. Hope to have you with us because I just don't know how to take it, man. Got to play to win. But I want us to win as an organization.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.